Benadol says now in the next statement, it is very good. Very good means it is far above our conception, far above any other thing that the person can find that is good in this world, is a person to be zecher, to be very close, closely attached to the tzaddik emes. To be closely attached means to become part of the tzaddik emes. Closely attached means that a person should be actually part of the tzaddik emes, to merge into one, to become one with the tzaddik emes, meaning that the tzaddik emes should consider him as part of himself. But why is this so important, aside from other considerations? The Beit Hazal says, because there will come a time, this is a revelation, there will come a time when this world will come to an end, when it will come to a frightening end, to a certain degree. What will happen then will be something resembling an earthquake, a very serious universal earthquake, or the entire world will be shaken up. Now, there is a pasuk, Le'echoiz Bekanfei Sa'aretz. Pasuk says, Hashem will take hold of the corners of the earth, and V'yin Aru Nishoi Mimena. The Nishoi, the wicked, will be shaken off. He'll shake up the earth, the globe, and the Nishoi who cling to the earth will be forced to leave their grasp, let go of the earth, and fall off into their doom. This will take place in whatever form Hashem will do it. Of course, we say holding on to the corners of the earth. This is a very important point, which you don't have time to discuss now, but it is discussed in Kabbalah, where we say that the world is round, yet the word kanfeis is used, corners. Corners generally means something which is square. In fact, the Zohar Kodesh says the world is round, and the Zohar Kodesh is written before Columbus was born. So that we knew, the Gemara too mentions very clearly that the world is kaduri, round, in the sense oval shape, so that there actually would seem there are no corners. Yet there is something about the world having corners. In other words, the roundness of the earth is not actually smooth. There are points to the earth, places where one could grasp hold of it, theoretically speaking. Someday we'll take the topic more in detail, explaining the difference of kanfeis, because this refers to the union of tzitzis and the union of Mesif. Now this here, the Beit Hillel says that the time will come, Hashem will take hold of the earth and will shake it up so that the people who are wicked will fall off the earth. That means they'll be destroyed. However, one who is zechet to be mikudav, close to a tzaddik emes, and will hold on tightly to the tzaddik emes, that person will remain in perfect condition. He will not be shaken off at all with the wicked, since he holds on to the tzaddik emes, who cannot be shaken off, because the tzaddik emes is the foundation of the earth itself. Tzaddik yisoid olam, he is the world itself. Therefore, one holding on to the tzaddik emes, that close, will remain unshaken and will remain in perfect condition. Kayim. The Nosazal, once hearing this, said to the Benazal, let us one remain, I'd like to be close to you. Benazal said, I have you already. I've put you into a sack. I've already captured you as mine. Belshazzar cried out to Rabbi Elazar, please tie that sack so tightly I couldn't get out. Because as long as the person is alive, as long as the person is alive, the person walks a very tight rope. Even those who think that they have perfect faith, perfect emunah in Hashem, emunah in the Torah, emunah in the tzaddik emes, they think so. And yet a time comes, as is shown, to many people who've got this alleged, seemingly solid faith, and suddenly they become weak. Suddenly they drop chasisho. They drop their belief. They even drop their religion. They fall away. You see this happen very often, these casualties in this war. Life is a constant war with the Satan, with the Yetzirah, with the angel of evil. In this battle, there are many casualties. Woe is to that person who is a casualty during his lifetime. That means he falls away. He was sure of himself, but found later that he was not that strong. He did not fight hard enough. He let himself go. He fell into a lethargy, a semi-stupor, asleep, and he was taken up, defeated by the Satan. Ashrei, fortunate, blessed is that person but remains solid in his stand against the Satan, whose emunah and faith is unwavering. There are not many whose emunah is that pure. Ashrei to those who are, but of course, the basis, the yesod emunah, is the yesod tzaddik. Person who's mekudev to the tzaddik emes stands a much better chance of retaining his solid faith in the Torah and Hashem. Even then, even with that, person must fight constantly this battle against becoming weak in his faith. There are many forces against him. Abedazel explains that the tzaddik emes is like a magnet. He has a magnetic force that draws a person to him. Very simple. If you let your mind go, you don't battle it, you'll find yourself drawn to the good side. But then there is the koyach hamachriach, the repelling force. Against the magnetic force, there's a repelling force that draws a person away from Kedusha, away from the tzaddik emes, away from the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Mishkan. Mishkan is Meshech, Moshchini. The magnetic force of the Mishkan, which draws all things of the holy to it. This koyach hamachriach, the opposite repelling force, are, in most cases, not just the Malach himself, Satan, but are individual people. Individual people who themselves are atheists and skeptics and reforms and all types of poisoned minds who cannot sit still, who work on trying to draw people away from faith, chas v'sholem. And this is the constant battle a person must go through, to repel this repelling force and to allow himself to be taken closer to the tzaddik emes through the holy magnetic force. Therefore, the Benedol says, Temir, it is very good one who is zecher. It's a very big schus, a very big privilege for a person to be zecher, to be really and truly close to and tied to the tzaddik emes. A person can accomplish this if he remains alert throughout his lifetime. Never let yourself fall into a semi-sleep, because if you stop concentrating for a minute, then that might be the trap the Satan is looking for. This is a call for alertness. A person should always remember this point. This is the aside, this is the foundation upon which a person's life as a Jew in religion is based.